gas station today. Maybe I should go somewhere else. I feel like the selection at the gas station is getting stale. I don't know what to do. Branch out. Maybe I should go to 7-Eleven. No, they have terrible selection. Even worse than this gas station. My fantasy team is locked in. They're going all the way. They're gonna take it home. They're good. And their ancient, make sure the other ancient is not defended well enough. It's a lot much. I'm gonna get the $1 million. What do you get? You get some if your fantasy team is good. We just like more fucking Dota shit, isn't it? It puts a sombrero on this ball of light.
Okay, well, I got the drink that was, that used to be where the Gronk was kept. Pretty sure it's where the Gronk was. I took a chance on this thing, and it might be terrible. It's Monster Rehab White Dragon Tea. Dating to the ancient Song Dynasty, white tea was reserved for royalty and only served by virgins as a symbol of honor and respect. Enter the dragon. We combined the finest white tea, black tea, and dragon and brewed up a new Monster Rehab fit for an emperor or empress, but available to all. Virgins not required. Monster Rehab White Dragon Tea is a triple threat that rehabilitates with a cup of white tea, black tea, electrolytes, badass, Monster Energy Blend. That's four things. It's not a triple threat. Which one's not a threat? Rehab the... This Cadillac SUV in front of me has a license plate frame that says, "What happens at Nani's stays at Nani's." Assume that's another one of those. I think it's one of those terms for grandmother. There's a kitchen in here. This RV sleeps four. It's a Dodge Grand Caravan with some shit on top of it. I guess the company that rents these things is named Juicy, but it's J-U-C-Y, which for some reason is a spelling for juicy that really makes me angry.
SiriusXM with the hip hop R&B 90s 2000 Nakia. Hope you're enjoying your vacation. Thanks a lot for letting me know something. At Bugsy Bugs World, B-U-G-S-Y, B-U-G-G-S World. At Bugsy Bugs across the rush social media. This is SiriusXM Fly. We.
What's the fucking game? information is always from Arlen's, and of course our own John Jenkinson. Thank you very much. Well, beekeeping is an ancient practice that anyone can do with the proper equipment. This week in Louisiana Agriculture takes us to visit the head of the state's ag department, who's taken up a sweet new agro hobby.
Agro hobby.
Come here. Gently lift the lid. When you smoke them, it draws them down into the hive, where they think they're there for the queen.
So you get is a good, high-quality bee smoke.
This is very heavy.
And you get the appropriate gloves, right? So nice, you know, soft leather gloves. And then when you put it on, you make sure that every bit of outcome is in place, everything is snapped. And then I'll make sure that everything around my hands and my feet, everything is in place. And of course, you have your smoker lit. So then when you go there and you get the top and you smoke up the hives, let it set a minute, and then you take off the top, and it's 2 9-inch supers, and set it to the side. And there, you'll take the end. There, I use a little blower, even another strong blower, an electric leaf blower. And so it's just one that not at all the greatest amount of pressure, but just enough to kind of blow the bees off, right, of each individual part of that hive. Once you get the bees, and then we bring it up, and you have a
heat. Nixon, a perfect heel, and why people boo her is because she cheats to win. She makes moans about it. I love that. Let's not forget what this is all about. It is heels against faces. It is good versus bad. And nobody does bad better than Carmella right now. Let's go out to Tony, the bus driver in Delaware. Tony, what's going on, man?
Just driving a bus.
How you doing, brother?
Well, a couple of things, Tony, before I let you make your...
Let's talk.
All right, here we go. Now, Tony, you're the one that called on a regular basis, yes or no? Okay. All right. You came on the air, and I love you, Tony. I love you. I hope I see you.
Gone Trapo was first released. Critics gave it a bashing. But I think that George's albums were always held to an extremely high standard, and music writers just couldn't see it as a serious effort. But to me, George sounded very relaxed and having fun, utilized pop, instrumentals, synth pop, and the breezy Seattle song, Gone Trapo. I hope you've enjoyed our summers this week, and remember that whether or not you're at the beach, a lake, or at the pool in your backyard, you always go Trapo. I'd love to get your comments about the show. Please write to me at darkhorseradio@siriusxm.com. And join me again next week for another journey into the musical world of George Harrison. Hear an all-new episode of Dark Horse Radio. Tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific.
On the Beatles Channel.
The quickest muscle, throw it on my mouth and I'll decline. King meets queen, then the puppy, the thing. Together dream about that trio with the good in your swing.
If you thought that was fine, check out the OGs of the Sometimes.
Classic hip hop on LL Cool J's.
Rock the bell. Rick Radio.
Sirius XM Channel 43.
feet together, buttocks tight, stomach pulled in, and arms straight out to the side, shoulder height. Now flex your hands upward, press the heels of your hand out to the opposite walls,
okay.
And circle forward, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and back. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and back. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and back. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and back. 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, and back. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and back. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and back. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and back. Back, 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 back.
Watered down Sobe. Thank you.
bedtime.
To me that
alley and a bunch of people are just backing up. Not really sure what this person's hoping to accomplish. Five cars are now turning around and going the other way. And I'm not sure why. Road closed ahead. Oh, can I just not fucking get... Oh, man, they closed it like right for where I need to fucking be. Cool. Fucking cool. Without someone fucking turning into it at a high speed and killing me. Okay. I think I'm far enough out that someone would see me. Spot that I hope I can still fucking get in. Like, I don't even know. I'm gonna loop around. If I can't get into the parking garage, I don't know what the fuck I'll do. Parking in this city sucks ass. Turn around, drive. Let's see what happens going the wrong way down this one way out. They haven't blocked it off, so... Alright, this looks... missing? No. Nope. They have roped it off on either side of the... Oh, fuck, man. Misjudged where they had roped it off? Probably, likely. They roped it off past the garage, so I should have kept going straight. Because now I'm on the other side of it, and I can't actually get to the garage. Fuck me, man. Fuck this. God, fuck. Shit. Fuck. Shit. There's no visible reason why they would have even roped it off either. It's not like... Whatever. Man, oh man, I'm not sure what this guy's trying to do. Just pull out. Just pull out. I'm letting you pull out. This truck is unloading thing here. Is this person going to be the one to let me in? Looks like it. Thank you. You're a good person. Now watch Galley again, and there'll be another fucking row of five cars trying to figure out what to do and round frantically and all this other dumb shit. I'll get fucked over all over again. Why that's closed. They're not doing any construction right there. That doesn't make any sense. I'll see you. Have a good day. Fuck, man.